to make a ploy together with Haman to destroy Klal Yisrael? Chazal seemed to tell us he wanted to destroy us as much or more than Haman did. The ganze meisim mit the gemorim mit the tail and the chagitz, right? Mamish is ready to destroy us to smithereens. Shlolom lavoyz taf and noshim alfing, right? As a sinner. And then this is not my kasha. It's an ibishet frek the kasha. And then mitamol, all of a sudden kisvul lachem ayudim katoiv beinechem. All of a sudden he's our buddy. Is he an amaleki? Does he hate us like Haman or more? What's going on here? The whole thing is a chapela. He goes from hating us to mamish, then he makes Mordechai the Mishlomach. The Jew. I thought he's an Amaleki. I thought he hates Jews as much or more than Haman. Now he loves Jews. Hazayif Rekab Yenis and Ibishas. So I have the Sefer here from the Yeshua Gedela. From Yenis and Ibishas and Megillas Esther. He says, I don't understand how he went from Minakotz al Akotz. He says, I verstehe das nicht. So I don't understand it. So first I'll just tell you what he says about HaKesef Nosan Loch V'Masas. Yesh Litmoy HaMelech Karav Kazeh HaSholot B'Kipo. Yeah. Sagt er, was tut sagt er? Ich omme sag schwerisch, wo homen nimmst du le bald tel de gerits. So ihr sein in Israel jese mi homen. Hat schon mal kessen noch so noch. Mach auch koch. Was ist? Was tut sagt er? Mach auch. What he's not an Amaleki. Homen's not a schwerisch not an Amaleki. What does he hate them so much? So he tells a vekamoritik he said in this piece. Unbelievable, you saw it, which is going to answer all the later kashas that we asked. He has a hatred to the Beis Hamikdash. He makes a suda, the biggest suda in history, to celebrate the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. The biggest Rishon we don't find did that. 180 days. And to celebrate the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. He hates the Beis Hamikdash. And then he says, Esther comes in, at Chatzia Malchus, don't ask about the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't even know he's obsessed. He's obsessed. And then all of a sudden, he finds out she's Jewish. All of a sudden, he doesn't say anymore, at Chatzia Malchus, no problem. No problem. So, if you understand, I'm going to tell you, Yisoy, that he says, she's mamish meir inayim. What happened here in the Megillah? You'll understand also why Achashverosh. Psalmaisin is not a. There's no aura Achashverosh. Hagam the Chazal tell us who Achashverosh. Prisha mitchuvat soifoi. We're not making shiduchim with Achashverosh, right? He's not a mechutin. He's not a good guy. But lamaisa Achashverosh. There's no aura Achashverosh. There's no aura Achashverosh. Even though the Chayr Achashverosh was saying to Yisrael, Yosef Mihaman. So why isn't there an Or Achashverosh? Why isn't he Yena Seine like Haman? Why not? Vos Pshat. Meklapnish by Achashverosh, right? Why not? So listen what he says. Unbelievable Rabbi Yenis and Ibishitz. He says it in six different places in the Megillah, but I'm just going to tell you the Yisoid. The main Yisoid, he says it by this pasuk in Paragimel, when Haman tells Achashverosh the idea of destroying the Eden, and he says, Gevaldik, the best thing. That's what he's aimed. Why? Why was Achashverosh so excited about destroying the Jews? Zoktazeh. Not only that, he says, if you go to Malachi Pras, they have very good experience with Jews. Daniel, Hanan Mishov Azalia, these were Gevaldik. Haloi Hoyulem Avodim Nemonim Malchai Pras, with Daniel Yimzgadil, the Beis Koresh, Shasrisim, Kulam Yaretze Yehuda, Vloinin Sushumgumil, Umerida, Vloyo Yabem Doifi. Why in the world would Achashverosh hate the Jews more than Haman? What's Pshatak? Zokta Azei. Avalu Inyan Kahu. He says the derech was Roiv Malchus Kadmoinim Hoyo Lohem Hizchakmus Piktsovim Vatsofim Utrofim Lodas Miyim Sholachareim. They used to look into the Itztagninus to see who's going to succeed them. This was an obsession in the old thrones. They had an obsession. Who's the next king? Very often it would be somebody who's going to revolt against you. So this was their, every king was obsessed with who's going to be. And they would look into the Tztagninus, they would look into the Zokdel. Haman did the same. Haman did the same. The Rabbi Anderson had said a medrash to support this, that Haman did the same. And he says, V'achashverosh yishchakim l'das miyim l'achrov, v'ro, and he saw al yidei chaldeim v'hoivrei shamayim, sheyehudi yimloich acharov, v'yimshol b'mamshaltoi, v'yeshev al kisoi. They told him it's going to be a Jew boy. A Jew boy is going to take him over. Oh, that answers all the kashas. All the kashas. So a Jew is going to take him over. So now, he was obsessed. He says, Oy bazoy, Chavaloy Admoves. He was the Admoves. Kilorik yiga v'yavoizu achem amshaltoi. Memela, he made cheshbonis with the Beis Hamikdash. He made cheshbonis. He wasn't a Jew hater, per se. He was a selfish king. And as far as he was told, Dr. Bjarnason, the one who's going to take him over is a Jew. And a Jewish king. The assumption is the Jewish king, the Beis Hamikdash, the Jewish dynasty. So he hated the Jewish dynasty, not Al-Samolek. Haman hates him, Al-Samolek. Achashverosh, it's me. They're my competition. Lochein also mishte godol bizman shehigia kates. When what he thought was the end, no more Beis Hamikdash. The Mela, the Jewish legacy, is not going to jump up. Oh, I'm safe. That's why. A Goyish king who's Molach Bekeeper is so excited about the Beis Hamikdash. He's making the biggest party in history. There was never such a party ever. What's going on? This party was the biggest inauguration. You ever heard of Lahavdil Trump talk about his inauguration? The biggest party ever. Nobody ever saw anything like it. There were 20 million people there. Remember the first time around? They made a cheshbon. There wasn't enough room for the people that he said were there. Right? Millions, billions, trillions. So Achashverosh, to him, the fact that there's no Beis Hamikdash, that was the spitz inauguration of his kingdom. Azoy zok to b'yenis and aibishitz. That's why he was so enthralled, so excited. This is great. But still Zokdel, somewhere inside, maybe they will pop up the Jews. He still had a little piece. Im kol zeh choshav mizimos ki liboy mole toigo sheyahudim yirshu kovod mamshaltoi. So Achashverosh's main hatred to the Jews was because he still was afraid of them. They're going to take him over. And that was the whole issue. Kashabo homon vihushim aleim lechaloisom nismalei simche. That's why he was so thrilled. That's why he was so overjoyed. Now I don't have to go to therapy. He used to go once a week for therapy. Talk to Rebbe Zion. What's going to be with the Jews? Rebbe Zion had to tell him, try to disconnect. Try this. It's not going to be a problem. Don't worry. Well, stuff against the therapy. Go to Rabbi Jacobson. There's a bunch of therapists. What's that for the trauma? Homans, get rid of them. Boom. Done. Finished. That's why he was happy. And therefore, Yofu Dimu Chazal Moshe Lebal Chiritz. In a way, it was even more exciting for him than Homan. Homan hated the Jews, but he didn't look at the Jews like that. The Jews are going to take away his kingdom. He couldn't stand that Mordechai didn't bow down to him. He couldn't stand it. He was an Amaleki. But Achashverosh, that's the Baal. V'lozeh nisratze v'horotzim yotzu d'chufin b'dvar ha-melech. Unbelievable. Now, there's another bunch of shtiklach in the Sefer on Megillas Esther. It's also in the Yaris Dvash. But now, let's do the easy part first. Now everything is gnalik. Once he found out that Esther HaMalka is a Yehudis, so therefore, he was an obsession about the Beis HaMikdash. Dovah HaChoytzitz Im HaMalchus. Now we understand why he keeps on saying, Beis HaMikdash is Choytzitz the Malchus. Why? Because that's what he was told. But once he was told, Zokter V'yenis and Haibishetz, that Esther is a Jew, and the kleine, cute, Tayovishul, that little boychikul, they have pictures on the walls, all the cute pictures with the hats and all the mices. This time they had crowns on Tayovishul. He's a kleine, he was like a little prince. Today every mother calls a little kid a prince. It could be a disaster. Breaking everything around. He said, he's still a prince. Yeah. Dayovish is a Jew. Oh, the Shenanan of Maise. So this is what they meant. My Jew is going to take me over. B'simcha v'dolayva. Kisvu lochem ala Yehudim katoy b'neichem. V'chismu b'dabas ha-melech. Everything gewaldig. No problem. I'm not afraid of nothing anymore. This was his happiest day of his life. What do I need Haman? The whole Haman, the whole gewaldig kind of Haman, I'm a lake, he destroyed a Jew. I don't need him. He's a disaster. Just the opposite. Tlu'olov. That's why everything shifted. The ganze mice is shifted. And that's why the sinner we have, Achashverosh, is a different type of sinner. He was a selfish king. He hated us because for selfish motivations. That's why he is. And that's why the whole Megillah starts and continues with the Beis HaMikdash, It wasn't because he personally wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It's not personal. It wasn't even their ideology. Koresh gave Rishus to the Beis HaMikdash to be built before. It wasn't like part of their ideology. But he had a personal issue because he was told with the Instagninus, with the Bali Kesem, that this is it's going to be a Jew is going to take him over. He thought that's going to wipe away his kingdom. It turned out that's the continuation of his kingdom. Givaldi. Have you understood the Ganser Stikul Torah before? You do a mashikos of bigimor de la kamadeus akma bovas Yisrael avad Yisrael. Dosidos. Fim kain da yovashi yu ben Esther, hoyo Yisrael. Dosidos. Mainly he's a Jew. Everything is gewaldic. So now we understand the ganze meise. But what we have to understand based on the Rabbi Yonos and Eibishitz, we have to understand that the whole malchus of Achashverosh, there was a chelik aleph and a chelik beis. Chelik Aleph of Malchus Achashverosh was there to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Because the perception to them was, Klal Yisrael can't exist. Klal Yisrael's dynasty can't exist together with Achashverosh. So his whole ideology was to destroy the Eden. But not to destroy the Yidden, l'shem destroying the Yidden. To preserve his kingdom. So the whole first of the Megillah, part of Megillah, is celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we understand very clearly, when Esther HaMalkeh was taken, like Chazal tell us, it was a draft. You make a draft, it's the worst thing. Right? Chazal say that Dovid HaMelech Chochamoya, they didn't make a draft for the Besulois. So everybody ran, everybody wanted, they're knocking the doors down to get to Dovid HaMelech. Maybe Dovid will take their daughter. Achashverosh made a draft. So the Gemara says everybody hid their daughter. Nobody wants to be part of a draft. Esther HaMalkeh felt that to be in the palace of Achashverosh, that's celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That's a chel. This whole kingdom is riding on the ruined celebration of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. Memela Kemenzogin, Esther made herself Yerakrak. The Yerushalmi says in Ksubis that Rivka, Ish Lo Yado, right? What does the Pasuk say? Ish Lo Yado, the Pasuk says, right? Parshas Chayesor. Nobody knew Rivka. So the Yerushalmi says in Ksubis, May Oilom Lo Yitova Oysa Odom. Nobody ever asked Rivka for a date. She was a Besula, but not Stama Besula. Nobody ever asked her even. Chayra, that's not a compliment. If somebody read you a Shidduch, they say, I have a Gevaldik Shidduch. You should know, nobody even asked about her. This girl's Gevaldik. Nobody asked about her. Not even Shatchonim. Nobody asks about this girl. Would that make you interested? Of course not. This girl's mom, Shemetzia, everybody's calling, everybody wants. That I want. What Yena wants, I want. That's a compliment, Ishlo Yudah. So I always said, Poshet to Pshat. By Sori Main, it says, Baskuf, Kibaschov, Kibazayin, Kibazayin, Liyoyfi. Everybody asks, Zayin, Liyoyfi. Chof is nicer than Zayin. Why Zayin, Liyoyfi? So I always say, Poshet to Pshat. Zayin, Liyoyfi means that Sarah's Yoifi was such a Yoifi, she presented herself in a way like a seven-year-old. A seven-year-old, no matter how beautiful a seven-year-old child is, nobody has machshavas, you know, they're not putting themselves out in a priestess oifen. Rivka Imenu was misnaig in a way, the Ishlo Yedo. Ishlo Yedo. That's a compliment to Rivka. Ishlo Yedo. Person has a koyach to make themselves attracted when they want to be attractive, and you can make yourself detractive. And if Leah was rakis because of Esav Arosha, and therefore it's not an insult, Esther was Yerakrak because of Achashverosh. That's not an insult. That's not an insult. Esther was Yerakrak. Norvos, the Eibush Gemach, the Achut Shol Chesed. But Esther was Yerakrak because of Achashverosh. That answer is no stira. Vanari Yifastar. She was very pretty. When it wasn't a Geirat Achashverosh, she was very pretty. When it came to the Chumash. Now Mordechai comes to Esther and he tells Esther, listen. Haman and Achashverosh got together. Haman Amaleki. The Gemara even says in Megillah. The Gemara says over there on Yud Gimel. That Ma'osolonu. There's two days in the Gemara. If Klai saw Meshabeach Mordechai at the beginning, or they were Mizgaraboy, Ma'osolonu David, Shaloy Horagashimi. Right? The Gemara and Megillah. He didn't kill Shimi. That's why we have Mordechai, and Mordechai, and then Shol, Ma'osolonu Shol, Shaloy Horagashagag, Yotzahomon. So Memela comes out that Esther HaMalkeh had a Shlichus. Now the Amaleki is making a shutfis with a melech paras to kill out the Yidden, right? To destroy the Jews. This is all the peiros of what Shaul HaMelech didn't finish off. So Mordechai tells Esther HaMalkeh, this is your tikkun. Mi yodei la'is kazois higat la'malchus. You're there to be misakin. What? And that's why I asked you, Kasha, why do you say va'atu beis ovich tevedu? This is what you're there for. This decree against Klal Yisrael is being bred by an Amaleki who's making a shutfis now with Achashverosh to kill out the Yidden. It's all Shirayim. It's a Shirayim from Shaul, who left over Agag. That's why he said, the job will get done. The Eibishter will neutralize Amalek. But this is why you were brought there. Now it also makes sense, because we asked the Kasha, this is why I was brought there. Sakonis the Foshes. Why are you going to her? Sakonis the Foshes. Terah says, why did she end up there? She ended up there because that was her tikkun. Her tikkun was to be there. Her tikkun was to be mashlim what her father, what Shaul HaMelech, what her great-grandfather left over. That gufa was her tikkun. That gufa was her tikkun. And the emes is, this answers Rav Yonasan and Eibishter, says, noch weiter. He says, why did Mordechai want to be a king? Why did Mordechai want to be a king? I don't mean when I say want to be a king. He accepted the role of being a king. According to Vienna and Eibishitz, one of the reasons why Pirshim Imenu Miksa Sanhedrin is because since they made him into a Mishnah Melech, and they gave him a Tabas, and they gave him the Halachas Ein Meshivin Melech B'Sanhedrin. So the Rav Yonasan and Eibishitz says, Mordechai became possible to be Yoshev B'Sanhedrin. He was a Melech. Why did he want to be a Melech? Why did he accept to be a Melech? They even had a Matbeah. Achashverosh gave Mordechai a right to have a currency. They had a matbeah of Mordechai. He had a coin. You know, like you have a coin, Lahavdil, with presidents on the... They had a coin. Mordechai al-Sad Echad, Ve'Esther al-Sad Sheni. He was Mamish Ashtigal king. So if you're innocent, Eibishter says, Ma ro al-Kocho. Ma ro al-Kocho, Mordechai, to accept it. The Teretz is, because Mordechai's mission now was to destroy Amalek, to fix what Shaul HaMelech left hanging. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that in order to destroy Amalek, you have to first maimed Melech. Shalosh mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael. Right? Lahamid lo Melech, ulahachizari shal Amalek. So in order for him to fix, together with Esther, what Shaul did, he needed the Malchus. He needed the Malchus, Memele. Now he says even more than that. He says because the Malchus wasn't a Malchus Shlema, because he was only a Mishnah Malch, so he wasn't able to fully do the job of Hachazari Shalom Oleg, and that's why he wasn't able to fully have the Binyan Bayesheni with all the Dvarim that were Chosr in the Bayesheni. Because for that you need a Melech, Sholosh Mitzvahs Nitztav Yisrael B'Chnisosan La'aretz, La'amid Lo'y Melech, La'achazari Shalom Oleg, for Livnoi says Beis HaMikdash. Mordechai tried to do as much as he could do in a compromised massive. It is shtikl malchus, a shtikl dozer, a shtikl couldn't, it wasn't full. It wasn't full. But that was the job. That was the ishtadlus of what they were trying to do. So it puts a, Rav Yonasan Eibishter's Mahalach puts a whole different muvan in the whole Indian. I'll tell you one other thing that he says, which is mamish divrei neviyos. He says that when Mordechai walks around with the Vush Malchus, I'm talking about before Esther revealed herself to Achashverosh. I'm talking about when Mal Asa is Beish Asha Melech Chofetz Bikori. You ever heard of such a crazy story? So Haman says, Haman we understand because he was in, right? Haman says, they should take a levush ashalovish by a melech. V'chsus asherachav la melech. V'ashenit en kesem alchus peroishay. V'nosen al levush v'asus piyadish. You ever heard of such a crazy thing? You know, they have in the government, in the United States government, the highest honor that you could get from the president is a presidential medal. That's the highest covet. I have a taiva to get that. I have more of a taiva. I'm trying to think what... There's nothing in the world that I'm less misava than that. But there are people who actually want that. They want to get a presidential medal. Right? I would rather a cup of decaf coffee. I guess that's the best way to put it. Decaf coffee with Parva creamer. I would take that before Presidential Medal. Okay? Oh, but this is the hechste. So what's a Presidential Medal? Isha Shamela Chovitz Pikolai. Presidential Medal. Imagine a person comes to the White House. He says, okay, Presidential Medal. Okay, what I want is like this. Trump, I want your wig. Because, come on, that's a wig. I want your tanning lotion that makes your skin so nice. Yeah. I want your suit with your red tie. And I want a presidential, when I go in the street, it should be a presidential, you know, the limousine. I want... Give me a medal. 12 medals should be in the base akise. This is what I want. What's going on? Achashverosh is maskim, and he's Achashverosh doesn't tell Haman, what are you nuts? He says, Givaldik, Lokoich Salavush, Fesasus, Vasekein, Lamot Chaya Yehudi, you know what he says? He says, Rav Yonason, that he was still obsessing over this Jew that's going to, the next Jewish king. He figured maybe this would be a way to be Moitzi, the Jewish king. Let him wear the garment. Let him go on the horse. Let it be Miskayim. It's Tagninus that there has to be a Jewish king. Let it work this way. Lozom the Levush, Lozom the Sus, Lozom. And with that, we'll be, it's like Zeh Halifosi, Zeh Tmurosi, Zeh Kaporosi. Right? This will be the, and this we find Kesedah throughout Tanakh. That if you make a dimyan to something that was supposed to be, with that it could be mevatel. In other words, you make a dimyan, you make a something similar to it, that could take away the whole gzera. So kilu, if there was a gzera that there's going to be a Jewish king, that's going to coexist or take him over, let it be for one morning. Everybody, this is the king. He walks around mamish with the royal hat, with the royal garments, with the royal sus, with the royal alzdin. Azoy zokter bienes. No, Haman was very good. Haman, we understand. Haman taka wanted the kashas on Haman. The kashas why Achashverosh agreed to it. In fact, many say that Haman actually thought maybe he went over the line. So when he, and afterwards he let go of the crown. Vinosan is a levush v'sasus, but not the crown, right? Look at the geta, just the levush v'sus, right? But that doesn't look the Rebbe Rebbe Yosef. But it's just a whole different mabat on Vostutzach in the Megillah, and it also makes sense why, at the end of the day, Achashverosh epistegansa sine went into garbage pail, because the sinner was coming from Yimokar Macher. The sinner wasn't coming from this. Okay, we'll stop here. Mm-hmm.